Good mutations, but they're in the wrong direction.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry. Well, Ken, how can you even have a good mutation?
First of all, let me explain the word mutation. In the cells of animals, plants, and humans are genes. Now, these contain the information, or blueprints, if you like, that build each organism. Now, mutation occurs when there's some sort of mistake. For example, something like ultraviolet light causing a change in one or more of these genes. Well, evolutionists claim that these changes over millions of years help to cause organisms to evolve. But the changes that occur are actually the opposite of what's required for molecules to maintain evolution. For example, there's a winged beetle that lives on large continental areas. But on one particular windy island, the same beetle has no wings. A mutation occurred in the genes of the beetle that caused it to lose the information for wings. Now, evolutionists say that this mutation was beneficial, for a winged beetle would be blown into the sea and drowned. Now, while this benefit may be true for beetles living on the island, here's the point. The beetle has lost information. For evolution to occur, organisms need new information for their genes. The reason for mutations is actually found in Genesis. Because of the curse, things tend to degenerate, not improve, as evolutionists tell us.
Did mistakes occur during the 6 days of creation, or sometime afterwards? For the answer, read Kent Ham's free booklet on the 6 days of creation. It's on our website, answersradio.com.